Welcome to another episode of More Gold Investors, where we're building wealth through real estate. This is your host, Lockie Shea, Nigeria, and
Aza Yafir.
And we're coming to you live, giving you the business. So today, what we want to discuss today, Aja?
We want to talk about some juiciness. That's what we want to talk about.
Some juiciness.
Yeah, we want to spill the juice up in here.
Okay.
All right, so we got an issue with some things that are going on in Gary. Because as you know, if you listen to our previous show, that this show is geared toward real estate investing in Gary, Indiana.
Right, right.
So, you know, if you know anything about Gary, that the city is experiencing a lot of financial turmoil as of now, 2018. If you listen to the show a couple of years from now, maybe we've changed some things. I hope we have
We have, with your help.
Right,
we've
changed some things. But right now, September of 2018 or October, whenever you're listening to the show, it's going through some things. And there is one reason. There's not one reason that is going through some things. But one of the reasons is because of taxes.
Dang on taxes. Now, I know in a previous recording, we did talk about how taxes here in Indiana, of course, are far different from Illinois, but we're talking about something a little different than just the taxes being low. What are we talking about here?
Property taxes. Now, we were looking at an investment property in the area of Midtown. Cool little area.
Tell us a little bit about Midtown.
Midtown is Michael Jackson, honey. That's all you need to know. That's Michael Jackson's neighborhood.
Enough said, huh?
Enough said. The king of pop. So we're over here looking at property in Midtown to develop and rehab. And we find a property. We contact the owner of the property. And he's like, well, I'm a little bit behind in taxes.
A little bit behind in taxes. Okay, that's not too bad.
Not too bad. And I looked him up in the treasurer's office, and I had to do a double take. I was like, no, that can't be right. So let me go up to Lake County to see what's going on here.
What's the problem? He said he's just a little bit behind in taxes, right?
So what was the problem?
Tell us the bang.
This man had this property. I think he got the property in 2005, I believe. And he hadn't paid taxes on this property ever because he was $30,000 behind in taxes.
$30,000. Now, I'm going to ask that you just repeat that one more time. See, sometimes we have to repeat things again just in case, you know, maybe you ran over a pothole and you didn't quite hear what we just said. How much in taxes was he behind?
He was $30,000 behind in taxes in an area where the property taxes are low. So he should have only been paying around $1,200 a year for taxes. Yet he was $30,000 behind in taxes, and that included fees and fines and all of that stuff. What in the world?
What have you been doing for the last bang on since 2000? So you're talking about 2005-ish. We're in 2018. So you've never even seen, have you seen a tax bill?
He said the taxes had been sent to his house and he just thought he was just a little bit behind in him. Hadn't received notice that the taxes were, the property was going on a tax sale, which I don't believe. Come on now, $30,000. You didn't know this property was going on a tax sale?
Mm-mm-mm.
And he's not the only one. We've seen houses that were $45,000 behind in taxes.
Wow.
There was a news article a couple of years ago where a Gary school board person was behind $500,000 in
that
taxes.
That doesn't even sound possible. You're talking about one person.
One person, $500,000 behind in taxes, and he's still sitting on the school board. What's up with that?
Now, let's see. Now, I wasn't even expecting to go that route and talk about something like this. I mean, so here we have two different issues. We have a situation where you have somebody who actually supposedly serves the city, who sits on the school board and is behind $500,000 in taxes. Then you have, you know, somebody who maybe was an investor or just came and thought maybe he was going to have a come up. But yet he's $30,000 behind in taxes. Now, we all know if you're from Chicago, you know what taxes look like. But there's no way that you're going to be that far behind in taxes over such a period of time. And you don't know. Like, they haven't come and removed you. Like, something has not happened. Because what we're saying is the people still actually have the properties in their possession.
They still have the properties. You're still listed as the owner of the properties. Nobody's purchasing the properties. I guess because it's a blighted, you know, city. So the properties keep going back to the commissioner sales, keep going back to the tax sales. And they go back and back and back and back. And so he's still, you know, the owner of the property, even though he's $30,000 behind in taxes. And maybe you can scoop it up at the commissioner's sale. So,
hey, wow. Commissioner's sale, that's something probably we'll talk about in another show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what you need to do to get it up on that commissioner's sale, which is very competitive now.
Yes, it is. The commissioner's sale. Yeah. So they have quite a bit of sales that take place in Northwest Indiana. And we definitely will have a show where we talk about the different types and how you could benefit. How you definitely could benefit. Here you're hearing us talk about somebody who was $30,000 behind on a property that they purchased in 2005. And here, this is 2018. So do the math. Not only in terms of the amount of time that's went by and the amount of taxes, but the fact that it's allowed and they still own the property. Saying a whole lot.
It's saying a whole lot. Because the thing is, you know, as a city, nobody's going to come in and buy this raggedy house that's $30,000 behind the taxes. It was, the condition was horrible. So why not remove the taxes that you're never going to get paid,
right,
and put the property out for people to purchase?
See, this,
we need to talk about that, because that's what they claim. Should we go into that like it's our?
No,
we're going to talk about that a little bit later, because we don't want to get in trouble.
Wait, but who we going to, we the queens. Who going
to, I don't know. Who's up queens?
Right. Oh, boy. No, but I hear you. We're not trying to ruffle feathers too much, right, because we are trying to make friendships in all walks of life.
Boy.
Oh, boy. But it is a lot that, you know, a lot that can be said, you know, from the two examples that we shared with you. And, hey, I look forward. I look forward to the next conversation.
I look forward to the next conversation as well. And that's us signing off. Just think about that. But think about the opportunities that Gary offers as well, because these people are so behind in taxes. You can go to the tax sale and come up on some property. So, hey,
come up. All right, then. Well, we thank you so much for joining us for episode 2 of More Gold Investors, where we're building wealth.
Through real estate.
Through real estate.